All right, so the past few weeks we've been in Sefer Shoftim. We learned the story of Devira, Barak and Devira, and defeating Yavin, Elchanan, and Sisera. It's the whole inning over there. So last week we started the end of the Maisa, which is with Yael. The Yael brings Sisera into her tent, and it's a machlagis in the Rishonim, but according to most Rishonim, it was Baratzin. She lived with Sisera in order to weaken him and so on, and then she kills him. And so we saw last week that this is, in Chazal, the Maisa of Yael is called Aver Lishma. It's called Aver Lishma. So that's what we started talking about last week. So if you remember last week, I made a little disclaimer that this sugi is not Halach L'maisa. It's not Halach L'maisa. So that disclaimer still continues. I'm just reminding you of the disclaimer. But I'll call upon him. So last week we went through a number of shittas in the Rishonim, Achronim. Again, like I mentioned last week, the sugya, it's not really, like there's no siman in Shulchan Aruch about it, you know. It hasn't been like sort of worked through by the Achronim. There's no, you know. So it's a little bit of, Zer Sham, like pieces here and there, trying to put some structure together. So we saw last week different approaches in the Rishonim and so on. So we had a Rambam in Hilchos Chiya, Tshuvas HaRashba. So if you remember, just a kitzer. So what we saw last week was in the Sheet of the Rambam, this Abach in the Sheet of the Rambam, is that the concept of Aver Lishma, again, application we're not focusing on right now, but at least the concept of Aver Lishma was that you have a Maisa that's mixed up of many parts, Pashi. There is an Avera, but there's also a mitzvah happening at the same time, right? That was the case of the Rambam, where the Shchiv Mirah says, as a tzavah to the Yorshim, to free his Eved Kenani. And so that was, the Bach described that, the fact that the Yorshim, the halach is, have to free the Eved Kenani, it's an Avera Lishma. That's what the Bach said that, because on the one hand there's an Avera, you're not allowed to free an Eved Kenani. Mitzad Sheni, there's a big mitzvah that's taking place, which is, first of all, whenever you free an Eved Kenani, there's always a shtickle mitzvah, because you're bringing this person who's a little bit in Taras Yisrael, right, as an Eved, now you're bringing him fully in Taras Yisrael. Usually you don't do that because the Avera of Leil Mamet HaVoidu outweighs that, but in this case, where you have that side of the mitzvah, plus mitzvah l'kayim divrei meis, and making the Shchiv Mirah happy and fulfilling his words, so now you have the mitzvah Shabbai sort of outweighing the Avera, and the Bach calls that Aver Lishma. So that's one way of viewing Aver Lishma. It's like Yael also, right? So she's doing an Avera. But she's also doing a mitzvah of saving Klal Yisrael by killing Sisera. And these are two things happening at the same time. It's just, you know, Maven Dover Mitoch Dover, and we discern, and we decide that the mitzvah outweighs the thing. That was the Avera. And again, we mentioned this last week, that there are examples of this without going so extreme, right? I mentioned Taisus and Nazir. Taisus in a few places says that's what a Nazir is. A Nazir, Chazal called a Nazir a Chayte, right? Because the Rabbanu Shem made the world that you should have pleasure, not that you should punish yourself. And Mitzad Sheni, a Nazir is like a Kohen Gadol. So how do you make sense of that? So I mentioned the Rishonim deal with that. One of the Mahalchim, the Rishonim, is that, yeah, they're both at the same time. There's a Tzad Aver Shabbai, there's a Tzad Chayte. But there's a lot of mitzvah, and the mitzvah sort of outweighs that, you know. It's not... So it's not a say, I was about to say, it's not a say Deich Elisa say. A say Deich Elisa say, you'll find some Achronim that speak like this, but it's not the Pashtus. A say Deich Elisa say is figuring out, when I say is Deich Elisa say, it's just purely a mitzvah. There's no Avera element that say is, even though the language is like a say Deich Elisa Kilu, there's like two things, there's an Elisa say and a say, and this trumps that. The Etzem, that's just a halachic way of determining whether God wants you to do this or not, right? So it's like, because of the principle of Asei Deich Elisa Asei, then Lamais, at the end of the day, the Rabban Hashem says, do this, which means it's Kuli Mitzvah. Over here, the Chiddush is, it's not Kuli Mitzvah. There is an Isser over here, there is an Aveira, but again, the Mitzvah outweighs, and that's Aver Lishma. That was one Mahalach. The other Mahalach we saw from the Tshuvas HaRashba, again, without going into the Pratim, but the Tshuvas HaRashba had a different approach, which is that The particular mitzvah that you're trying, again, the example that Rashba was talking about was, there's a mitzvah on a dayan, on a rav, whatever, uviyart a rav mikrebecha, to get rid of Rishayim. That's the mitzvah. right? So the usual mahalach is through a stick. That's ubirat, through punishment. That's ubirat ramer kavecha. That's how you fulfill that. So the Rajva was showed us that the concept of erlishma is that you're actually doing that mitzvah, but you're taking a longer approach, and the longer approach means is that instead of the stick being the way that you're fulfilling Uviyat Ram Mikrabecha, you're actually fulfilling Uviyat Ram Mikrabecha with the opposite of the stick. Right? That was his example, that what the Dayan should do is befriend the Rishayim, befriend the... And by doing so, which in zoomed in, feels very much the opposite of that mitzvah of getting rid of Rishayim. You're doing the opposite. You'd be makar of them. But says the Rajba, but there's a long derech harucha. You have to go, the derech harucha says that fakert, the opposite of the action actually can be turned into its opposite. Right? That was the example that he gave from a Gemara in Avodah Zarah, that Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi wanted to stop the Romans from being makriv Avodah Zarah, makriv karbanis to Avodah Zarah on their holiday. So he sent them an animal on their holiday, and then the next year he sent them the animal on their holiday, but paid a bribe that they should sacrifice it the next day, and then the next year he sent another bribe that they should sacrifice it after it's already killed, and then eventually a bribe that they shouldn't do it at all. So it's like a long term approach of turning what would in a very like sort of small lens be seen as an Avera, you're actually turning it into a Maisa Mitzvah of its opposite, right? So that was another example of Aver Lishma. And then we saw probably the way the Ramchal and Sefer Kinnis HaShem Tzvokis, when he talks about it, and again, without going into all the pratim, but Ramchal limited the concept of Aver Lishma to be very, very specific, that we're talking about a particular gullus where it's the tail end of that particular gullus. And the yichud and shemayim of kuchibrich and shchinte is at, it's ready to happen, but there's a last few nitzutze kedusha that need to be uplifted. And so the Ramchal said, if you're talking about a tzaddik or a tzaddikus on the level of Yah, like the Gemara says, he doesn't have any hano at all from that Vera. And her Shurash and Hashem is coming from Kayin, which we didn't go into last week of what that means and why, but the nature of her Neshama is like, you know, perfect match for this. The situation is perfect match for this. It's the tail end of the Golas, which needs a few Nitzitzik Dusha to be uplifted. So then that's this idea of Avir Lishma, is that the Avir takes place, and at the same time, the Tzaddik or the Tzaddikus grabs the last Nitzitzik Kedusha and actually uses that as an experience of the Yichud itself, of the Yichud of Kedusha. That's what we talk, again, I'm not explaining it too much. You can listen to the shir from last week. That was the Ramchal. By the way, I'm saying this now in parentheses. Maybe part of what I'm doing is procrastinating and avoiding going through what we have right now. But that model, those three shittas, I mentioned this many times, is that whenever you have any sugi in Torah, again, this is in parentheses, so if you get it, good. If not, don't worry about it. Maybe the whole sugi is in parentheses, but anyway, there's like brackets in parentheses or whatever. So the point is that, what's my point? So every sugi in Torah is not just telling us halachas or whatever. Every sugi of Torah is an infrastructure within which Hashem's light flows into the world. That's what a sugi is. That's what a sugi is. When you're learning a Gemara in Baba Kama, you know, you're not just learning about Abai and Rava and back and forth and Akasha and Arashi and Tosfos. You're building an infrastructure. You're building a spiritual infrastructure within which Hashem can come into the world and into your life. That infrastructure is covered with garments upon garments upon garments, to the point of where it looks like you're just talking about Rav and Abaya and Rashi and Tosfos. But that's just coverings. That's just how we can engage in the building process, because that's the only language that we know of, right? But really what's going on behind the scenes is that it's a spiritual universe that you're creating. Now, one of the key, any spiritual universe is going to be built of certain key ingredients, so to speak. A major aspect of ingredients that are necessary to build any infrastructure to allow Hashem into the world is Chachma, Bina, and Das. Right, so there's the 10 spheres, or 10 midas, right? So Chesed through Malchus, Chesed Gvura Tiferes Netzach Yisrael Malchus, that lower seven, that corresponds to the 7 days of the week. That's this world, right? But now the top three, Chachma, Bina, Das, that's already giving depth. That's giving a soul into it, right? So when we talk about building a spiritual infrastructure, that means the physical infrastructure is here. That's called the 6 days, the 7 days a week, right? When we're talking about learning Torah, it means that you're trying to create a spiritual infrastructure within that. A spiritual infrastructure is going to be of Chachma, Bina, and Das. That's why many, many sugyas, you'll always find this tug of war between one shita that's more Chachma-oriented, one shita that's more Bina-oriented, and invariably you'll find something that's more Das-oriented. That's not a coincidence, right? It's because that's what is happening behind the scenes. That's what a sugya is that you're building a spiritual infrastructure which is comprised of these three basic components, Chachma, Bina, Das. You see this over here also. Again, this is all in parentheses. I'm just pointing this out. The opinion of the Rambam, let's go that way. The Rambam was what? Aver Lishma is, there's an Aver, there's a mitzvah, there's an Aver. It's just the mitzvah sort of outweighs the Aver. That's Bina. Bina is Maven Dover Mitoich Dover. Bina means there's a mixture, and you're discerning the different parts of the mixture, and you're figuring out which one is the Iker, which one's the Tafel. That's a Bina. That's the Rambam. On the other hand, the Rashba, right? The Rashba in this case, what's his shita? Is that all there is one action. All there is a mitzvah that's happening. But the way that you see it as a mitzvah is by derech harucha, is by zooming out and seeing the big long picture, and by seeing it in that zoomed out lens, derech harucha, that long way, right, the long approach, then this is all one long mahalach of a mitzvah. That's more chachma. Chachma is much more broad and big-minded and derech harucha. Bina is much more specific, and derech kitzara. This is brought down the svarim. You said Abba, chachma is more derech harucha. So that's the Ram. And then you have das. Das means yichud. Vayed admes chav ishtai. The way of the Ramchal, that Aver Lishma is revolving around the secret of the yichud that's atat ready to happen. It just needs the final little spark to complete the system. That's more of the das. So even in this sugi, you have a chachma, bina, and das model. Again, close parentheses. Okay. Okay, so now let's take it to the next, to an additional shlav. The question is, what does this have to do with Sisera and Yavin? It's like a story within a story, right? So it's like until now we've had this whole mahalach of with Devorah and Baruch and Sisera and Yavin and so on, and we explained already for a while already that whole Golas and the redemption from that Golas was a geula of Tarsh Baal Peh, right? And that was part of the dynamics over here of Tarsh Bichsav with Tarsh Baal Peh. That was Kriyas Yamsuf, that the destruction of Sisera's army, which came with like a shtickle Kriyas Yamsuf, that took place, and paying back the Yamsuf for what it lost. Kriyas Yamsuf is the redemption of Tarsh Bichsav. Over here, it's the redemption of Tarsh Baal Peh. We spoke about it from Rav Tzadok. Okay, so that was the model until now. Fine. Tarsh Baal Peh, Tarsh Bichsav, and Tarsh Baal Peh. And all of a sudden, now you have this like sub-story, this like specific story of Yael with Sisera, Aver Lishma. How do we put that in the larger context? Okay, so what you have in front of you is a piece from Rav Tzadik in Sefer Takanos HaShavim. Okay, it's a little bit of like a hodgepodge, you know, cut and pasted. Okay, maybe what I'll do is like this. Maybe I'll say it outside. Okay, I don't know. This morning it's hard in Yanam. The Kutim Ranchi was hard to explain. This is hard to explain. Okay, it is what it is. Do the best we can. So let me explain outside, and I guess then we'll see it inside. There are two terms in this svarim. I mentioned by Lakuta Maran Shir that, like, what's our mission statement, right? So I don't mean our as a shul. I don't mean our, like what's our mission statement? So our mission statement as Yidden. So simple is like, okay, to keep Shulchan Aruch, mitzvahs. But really, deeper than that, our mission statement is to fulfill Hashem's desire. Hashem created the world in Savak Dish Baruch, Elias Leis Baruch, Dir B'tach Toina. The Ravon Shalom had a type of Kivyochel that he wants to dwell in this world. He wants this world to be turned into a place in which he's comfortable to live, right? Where he's able to be experienced, where we can know Hashem. That's what he wants. So that's our mission statement. Like the Rambam ends off in Mishneh Torah, that's what Yemaisa Mashiach is. Yemaisa Mashiach is a tkufa, like the Rambam says, where the pasuk of Kimola Ha'aretz Deyes Hashem Kamayim L'chasam will be fulfilled. That the world, all of reality will be turned into like the ocean floor that's just there to give context and to allow the ocean to be the ocean. That's what Yemaisa Mashiach is. The whole world, everything will be converted into just that vessel, so to speak, for Hashem's presence. That's our mission statement. In the Sonar Kedoshim, we find that in order for that to happen, a very strange paradox has to take place. In the Sefarach Tradition, we find that there's two ways to experience reality. There's two perceptions. We've spoken about this many times. There's what the Sefarach Tradition, Chaim V'Loshen, or Nefesh HaChaim, he uses this term a lot. There's what's called Mitzideinu, our perspective, and then there's Mitzidoi, Hashem's perspective. The ultimate tachlis is, see, before creation, all there was Hashem's perspective, right? And Golus is, all there is our perspective. Right? That's all there is. What's the goal? The goal of Mashiach is not just to return back to what was before, just Hashem's perspective, and then we're just nothing. Chas v'shalom. The goal is there to be some sort of merger, that Hashem's perspective can be seen and experienced through ours. That's what it means that the world should become a dir lo yisbruch, to become a place for Hashem to live. In other words, there's still the world, and there's how we experience reality, but that Mitzideinu, our perspective, should be a perfect channel for Hashem's perspective. Or another way to say this in maybe Torah language is the union between Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebal Peh. Torah Shebichsav is very much Mitzidoi, how Hashem's, that's Hashem's side of the coin. That's what Torah Shebichsav is, by its very definition, right? Torah Shebichsav means what Hashem says, not what we say. What's Torah Shebal Peh? What we say, not what Hashem says, so to speak, right? So the ultimate development in the fullest of senses of Torah Shebaal Peh in the context and united with flowing with Torah Shebichsav, that's really that captures the ultimate goal. Like that is the picture of the ultimate goal. Like it's, you know, from the Vilna, there's a Kabbalah from the Gaon, that the Gaon at the end of his life, he was the Vilna Gaon. He was called that for a reason. So at the end of his life, he didn't need to learn from Sfarim. He just learned Tanakh. And every pasuk he learned at Tanakh, he knew all of the Torah Shebaal Peh that was contained in that pasuk. So you hear that and you're like, okay, that's just like a, instead of having a million svarim on the table, like, you just had a Tanakh. That's what it's deeper than that. It's not just like, that's not just more convenient. That wasn't just a matter of convenience. That was the avodah. Like that's the goal. The goal is that Torah, that Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebaal Peh should be so unified that one flows into the other, and one is just giving context to the other. It's one and the same. That is a picture of Yemaisa Mashiach in the largest of senses, of where you have Hashem's perspective flowing through our perspective. But here's the nekuda. In order for that to happen, we have to identify what does it mean Hashem's perspective. And we have to identify what it means. Okay. In order for that to happen, something has to take place, which is that we have to develop our perspective properly. Okay? Because a person is born into the world with their mitzideinu, like from their perspective, but it's full of chaos and the ridiculousness, right? So a person has to develop what reality is from our perspective. And then when mitzideinu is fully developed, now it can somehow act as a channel for Hashem's perspective. So what does it mean to develop our perspective properly? So I'll say the following thing, and it's obvious, you all know this. The way to develop our perspective properly is through Torah mitzvahs. Torah mitzvahs, a person keeps Torah mitzvahs, you learn Torah, you keep mitzvahs. That's how you develop a proper infrastructure that's called mitzideinu. And that is coming, and that development of a healthy mitzideinu infrastructure is predicated on good and evil, on doing the right thing of Torah mitzvahs, right? What's Torah mitzvahs mean? Torah mitzvahs means doing mitzvahs and not doing averus. that's what it's predicated upon. But here's the paradox. Here's the Rav Tzadik, Ishbet Tzadik, Dike paradox. What's Hashem's perspective? Hashem's perspective is, I guess the best you can say it is like how the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah that the sun never saw the dark side of the moon. Whatever the sun sees is lichted. Whatever the sun sees is light. Hashem, this again, remind ourselves whenever we go into these types of sugyas, it's not halacha lemaisa, but this is, we'll see in Rav Tzadik inside. The Rabban Hashem's perspective is that everything is taif. Mitzidoi means that everything is Ratzon Hashem. There's no, like we always talk, like we've spoken about this many times, this dynamic between Bechira and Yediyah, right? So Hashem, Mitzidoi, right? The Mitzidoi, the Hashem's perspective of things, is Yediyah. Everything is Keretzoinoi HaToiv. Everything is part of that Mahalach, like a Ramchaldik, Das Tvunistik, anyway. Everything is part of that process that's leading to good things. It's all Toiv Mai. The sun never sees anything dark. Our perspective is fakert. Our a fully developed mitzi deinu means a life of Torah mitzvahs and a society of Torah mitzvahs is predicated on the assumption is that there is things that are not good. So there's a very so here's where we get to a little bit of a disconnect. In order for the tachlis is that mitzidoi, that Hashem's reality should flow through ours. In order for that to happen, our reality has to be healthy and well. In order for our reality to be healthy and well, that needs a lifestyle of avoda of Torah and mitzvahs, which is gewaldic. But the problem is okay. So how does that? But there's a piece that's missing, because okay, with all of that, if Hashem's perspective was also a match of only recognizing good versus evil, then it would be a perfect match for us. But if Hashem's perspective is kulei toiv, then what's the missing piece? The missing piece is aver lishma. This is aver lishma. When the Rabbanu Shel Olam, this is going to sound, how do I say this? The closest we can get to experiencing things mitzidai, where everything is toiv, the closest we can get while still maintaining mitzideinu is this idea of aver lishma, of doing something which is an avera, but there being goodness in it. That's the missing piece. So in order for mitzidai, for mitzideinu, our spiritual infrastructure to be built in such a way where not only it's solid, to happen, there's two separate stages. Stage one in developing our spiritual side of things is, number one, to make it solid, rock solid. That rock solidness comes from Torah and mitzvahs, Shulchan Aruch, good and evil, and evil's, you know, getting rid of, no Elohim Acherim, that's rock solid. But there has to be a little bit of a something strange, like a weird aspect of the second stage, which is allowing that super rock solid infrastructure of Nitzideinu, which is never going to change. Torah is never going to change. But to allow from that solid infrastructure to be turned into a vessel for us to experience a light that is almost incomprehensible. And that light that's incomprehensible is Hashem's perspective, which is everything is mamish toif. Everything is lichtig. But in order for us to be able to experience that without upending everything, so we have to have this like strange dynamic of rock solid foundation of Torah and mitzvahs, but with a tweak, with some sort of strange phenomenon built into the system, which is called Aver Lishma. The phenomenon of a Jew, like we gave an example last week of the Chuvas Rav Poilin, of a situation of where tefillin were puzzle, right? And it turns out that the guy found out that tefillin were puzzle, but he's making brachas the whole time, he's thinking he's putting out tefillin the whole time. And said the Rav Poilin, that's the site of Aver Lishma. Because it means that he was doing an Aveira technically. He was saying Brachas Levatala, and he was being Mevatala Mitzvah Saseh of Tefillin. But it was Lishma, because he thought he was being Mekayim the Mitzvah of Tefillin. That wrinkle in Avodas Hashem, that's sort of a necessary cog, a necessary component to allow Mitzideinu and Mitzidoi to meet a little bit. The Pasuk says, Pasuk says, "Ain't tzadik bar se asher yaseh tov v'lo yechta." Right? Again, we're going into like this is like, not uncharted. It's not uncharted. But you have to always go with like with Yiras Hashem with it when it comes to these sugyas that it shouldn't be. Ain't tzadik bar se asher tov v'lo yechta. Right? There's no such thing as a person that only does mitzvahs and never does an aver. It means there has to be a chesaron. There has to be some moment in one's avodas Hashem where there's something that didn't work out 100%. Now that pasuk does not mean that chas v'shalom a person should want to do something wrong, but it means that at some point, not doesn't mean chas v'shalom that tefillin should be possible, but at some point there's going to be a mistake. You're going to make a bracha. You'll make a bracha with kavana. You put on your garth. You'll make all the hachanas, and it turns out it's a bracha shein etzricha because you forgot that 10 minutes ago you already made a mezainis. That has to happen at some point in your life, right? You can't have a person. I'm just giving that as an example. Like you have. So what's the avoid of life? The Rabbanu Shlom wants to reveal that everything is bar mina mezainis, right? So how do you receive that? So you receive that is by being machbid on making bar mina mezainis the right time in the right way, but once in your life you'll make it unnecessarily. You understand? And that creates this bridge between Hashem's perspective, where everything is bar mina mezainis, and your perspective, which is bar mitzvah, is only the chameshes mini dogan at the right time in the right place. But that solid infrastructure of gevul, of finite mitzideinu, has a wrinkle in it to allow you to experience from within the chameshes mini dogan how the truth is everything is bar mitzvah. Am I making any sense over here? In other words, the goal is to be able to experience Elikus in everything, but from the lens of specific, of the rigorous, structured universe of Torah Mitzvahs. It's like when I shake Luv and Esrog, the goal is, here, let me put it this way. It's like you're shaking Luv and Esrog, yeah? So shaking Luv and Esrog, what are you shaking? Specifically, these Dalet Minim. When Mashiach comes, when you're shaking the alaminim, you're gonna feel that all trees and all forests and all vegetation is being shooken and being part of Avodas Hashem. But you're not actually shaking anything more than the Dalad Minim. So why? Because Hashem's perspective is everything is shaking and kol atzei hayor, all the trees of the forest is yimchalchaf, are clapping and dancing to serve Hashem. So Hashem's perspective is every tree and every leaf and every little piece of vegetation is mamish shaking with the nanuim. Our perspective is, it's just the dalet minim. What's geula? Geula is that when I'm shaking the dalet minim, I should feel and margish and have an experience that within that, the kol atzei hayor yimchalchav. Where's the medium? Where's the bridge? The bridge is, once in your life, your hadassah might not be mahajim mina mahajim. So there's and you're still shaking it as if it is. That's called aver l'shma. There's doing the wrong thing, but with all the right intentions. With all the right intentions. Ain't tzaddik bar seish yasta v'le'echta. The tzaddik writes this in a few places, that it's almost impossible for every mitzvah to be perfect, right? There's a ma'aseh with, I mentioned tefillin before, there's a ma'aseh with the Brisker Rav that, I don't know which, I heard this once, that he was talking to a sofer to get tefillin for his son, for a bar mitzvah, I guess, I don't know. So he had the Brisker Rav, so he had a whole list of chumras, you know, hakpadas that he had for the sofer. So the sofer was makbid, he did all the hidurim, whatever, and he brings the tefillin to the Brisker Rav. And the Brisker was like, "Shkaich, all the boxes were checked. So the cipher said, "Nurav, this is mamash mahadrin tefillin. Like, if you know, he wants to make sure. Like, if now he can offer, you know, the next customer, you want Brisker Rav mahadrin tefillin? Is it? So he wants to say, is this mahadrin tefillin? Brisker said, "Mahadrin, halavai should be kosher. Halavai should be kosher." He said, "I don't know why did I start saying this, but this is." Right. That's what Tzadik says. That every mitzvah, it's almost impossible for there to be a mitzvah that's done with absolute shleimus. There's an inherent chisaron built in. The Ishbitzer writes this, not only is this true with Avodas Hashem, it's true with Midas. The Ishbitzer writes a scary thing when you're young and you hear this, it's very unsettling. But as you get older, I think it actually is more comforting than anything else. The Ishbitzer writes that every person is born with an inherent chisaron that is unfixable. Unfixable. Now, that chesaron doesn't mean, it could be very, very tiny. You know what I'm saying? It's like the Chazal say that Hashem said to the human beings, I gave you a yetzer. You made it a yetzer hara, right? So, Hashem, it's true, you know, b'chet yechasman hi'imi, that a person comes into the world with a chesaron, mask. The problem is that we allow that to fester and to grow and to, you know, the mouth of the earth opens up wide. You know, that's our fault. But inherent chesaron there is. Why? There is a constriction to mitzvahs, but that's the beauty of it. But that's the secret of the secret of geula is to be able to experience the hakoil within the prat. But there has to be some wrinkle in the prat to allow it to be a vehicle for the hakol. There has to be almost, again, the most extreme version of this is aver l'shma, where you're talking about doing something absolutely wrong, but there's toiv in it. Like that, and that's part of avodas Hashem, built in. Again, that's enough. Let's see inside. Okay. Right. So there's a Kabbalah once, and a person starts wearing Rabbi Natan tefillin. You're not supposed to wear a Chassidim for Rabbi Natan after Rashi, right? So the halacha is you make a bracha on Rashi. You don't make a bracha on Rabbi Natan tefillin. So there's a Kabbalah by some tzaddikim that once you accept upon yourself to wear Rabbi Natan, at some point in your life, you're going to daven shachris with Rabbi Natan tefillin, not realize, you know, and then like after by Elaine, you realize, one second, I've been wearing Rabbi Natan tefillin all the time. Like, that's going to happen. It's going to happen. It happens. Yeah, it happens. It's going to happen. So again, it's hard to say bracha, but there's an Indian of like a aver l'shma over there, because what you're that maisa then gives space within hanochas tefillin to embrace that which is not hanochas tefillin, and to experience kol atzi hayor yimchal chaf within the dalad minim, because within your dalad minim there was a lack of dalad minim. That sometimes happens. Well, that's a very good time discussion. But let's see inside. Okay, Takana says Shavim says again, page 78.
Why is the human condition not there?
And a chanami. Right? That's a deficiency. It's a deficiency. It doesn't have to be an aver. It doesn't have to be an avera. It's a chesaron. It's an imperfect, and that's okay. The imperfection is. So tshuva is. That's what we're going to see in this piece also. Tshuva also brings this out, right? Tshuva mi'ahava, the aver becomes a mitzvah. So so we're going to see in a second. So tshuva is also part of this, right? But the chiddush is like this: the goodness that the here's the point. In one's avodas Hashem, in order for your Torah mitzvahs to be a vehicle for mitzidoi, there has to be some aspect of even that which is the opposite of Torah mitzvahs still being part of Torah mitzvahs. So tshuva is a major element of that, right? Because what happens by tshuva? Tshuva is makom shebali tshuva imdim einzim rechalamid. So bal tshuva is an bibel zach. Tshuva is a mitzvah. Tshuva is a gevaldik gezach. And how do you get to there? Because of an avera. So that's a major component. That's a major part of the puzzle. That's a major wrinkle, right? Which is a good thing. But there's still something missing in that because b'shas maisa, you weren't thinking good thoughts b'shas maisa. So aver l'shma is sort of even deeper than that because even b'shas maisa, the person was having the right intentions. Rav Tzadik writes over here. this is already. I guess once we're worthy of having Pashkevilin about us, we might as well, you know, double down. But this is also the phenomenon of there's a parsha in Torah. You can't blame it's a parsha in Torah. There's a parsha that's called Parham Dovah Shel Tzibur, right? What's Parham Dovah Shel Tzibur? Where the Sanhedrin makes a mistake. The Sanhedrin paskins incorrectly, but not small potatoes. Sanhedrin paskins on something that's a karistic question, and they paskin incorrectly, and Klal Yisrael makes the mistake. They follow the Sanhedrin, and it was a mistake. So the Sanhedrin have to bring a carbon. What type of why would Hashem do that? Like we're talking about if Lev Melachim Yad Hashem Man Malki Rabbanon, right? So why would the Rabbanon Hashem allow the Sanhedrin to make such a mistake? And that's not a small zach, not a mistake about muksa. We're talking about something that's a chiyuv karis. So Rav Tzadik says that because of this idea, in order to make sure that the Sanhedrin are the head of the entire Jewish people, in order for there to be some truth of aver lishma in every single aver that a Jew ever did, the Sanhedrin have to fall into that mistake of aver lishma also. So they have to make a mistake. They have to do the wrong thing with all the right intentions. And by doing so, that will somehow, spiritually speaking, unearth a truth inside the mistake of every Jew. That just as the Sanhedrin were making a mistake, but with all the right intentions, that's true by every mistake that every Jew ever made. Even if they didn't have the conscious good intentions, but look at the right, look at the head, look at the Sanhedrin. Let's see inside. Lefi Shevem, you could give an achama. Lefi Shevem is Kol Yisrael. There's going to be some typos here. I did this late. Lefi Shevem is Kol Yisrael Liban L'Shamayim. The truth is, as Rav Tzadik, every single Jew, the heart of a Jew is always turned towards Shemayim. Deep down, a Jew is doing everything always L'Shma. That's deep. It's just layered. K'mashe kasev al pasuk v'chazal say libi er, that my heart is awake. Shagash baruch hu liban shal Yisrael. The Rabbanu Shalom is a Jewish heart. So it means that deep down, whenever a person does anything, anything that you do is motivated by the heart. But what does your heart want? Well, deep down, what your heart wants is God. Which means that ultimately, every aver that a Jew ever did, like the Ishbitzer writes in a few places, is really just eating. It's you're so hungry for that apple, and you just eat it before it's ripe. That's really what an avera is. It's like you're looking for God, but it's just, you know, when Mashiach comes, it'll be revealed that God's everywhere, but not yet. And so you're looking for him in all the wrong places. It's like unripened. Ubebrachas, or the Gemara says in Brachas, Gol v'yiduah shiritzinenu, right? It's known before Hashem that the Ratzon of Klal Yisrael is to do Hashem's will. Mi ma'akiv sar, but the Yetzar is ma'akiv, right? V'alkein Omer, therefore the Gemara says, Da'afu pishachot Yisrael, who, right, famously, even though a Jew sins, he's still Yisrael. Moshe la'as, dekoy ben chuchi, like a rose that's like amongst the weeds and so on. L'fisha atzm is lev ishi Yisraeli, because the essence of a Jewish heart, l'oyla merich merich toiv kas, is always giving off a pleasant smell, like hadasim. K'masha kosov, like the Gemara says, al-pasuk, oh, this past parsha, al-pasuk reich, v'yirech es reich begodav, right? That Esau smells the clothing that Yaakov is wearing, which is the clothing of Esau. Should not smell well. But Yaakov smells with that, Yitzchak smells the smell of Gan Eden. And Chazal say, the reich begodav, the reich of his clothing, Chazal say, boigdav, that Yaakov, that Yitzchak was smelling the smell of the rebellious ones of Yaakov, and as the Rishayim of Klal Yisrael, Vachatoyim, Abaydav, and Yaakov smells in that the smell of Gan Eden, because that's the ultimate motivation is really Lishma. Vachatoyim, this actual sin, it's like the thorns that surround the rose. But the Pnimius is like this. And understand, when Mashiach comes, that's what's that Nakuda has to be revealed somehow. That we were functioning a little bit on like a mitzi doi wavelength. You know? So it's like everything that a Jew did in this lifetime was ultimately just focused on trying to find Elikus, because deep down that's the real truth, that Elikus is everywhere. So again, and so we're going to see that when the Sanhedrin are God, when they make a mistake, but obviously it's L'shem Shemayim, and they're experiencing that Liban L'shemayim, that L'shma within an Aveira, that is the indicator that that's true by every Jew, always. And that's the wrinkle that's necessary to allow the solid infrastructure of Torah Mitzvahs to unite with Mashiach, when Mashiach comes, with that deepest, mysterious reality of everything is tov. All right, let's see. U'la'asid yivur zeh. When Mashiach comes, this will be revealed. B'kol Yisrael, she'yivukash oven Yisrael ve'inenu. There will be a search for looking for Averis by Yidden, and they won't be found. They won't be found. Ki keshelag yalbinu, because Averis will be turned white as snow. Shutachlis aloyben v'abihirus. White, snow is as white as you get. It means that the Averis will be turned into mitzvahs, right? That's what Tshuva does, right? So in this world, person that does Tshuva mi'ahava, right? So you're zeichel to that. Then it's bar, the gami kaidim shasachet, hayirak shagigais. That it, when you do Tshuva, then it clarifies that even at the time of the Avera, it was just it was mishagas, umais and naras. It was a childish action. Vloizod and gomer wasn't really on purpose. Vaideza achar tshuva nasa ugid tzchias, and then fakert, then it actually can even be a mitzvah because it leads a person to a higher madrega. Ki nechshav aver lishma, because it could be mamish, it could be seen as an aver lishma. The chashiva mitzvah, k'mitzvah shloi lishma. Just like by mitzvah shloi lishma, from shloi lishma comes lishma. Hachanami mitoich haver lishma, bol mitzvah lishma. From that place, v'alkein haver atzma chashuva mitzvah uzchus. Dilo kivin tchil lakach arei hoy mitzlech tchil gamken k'chol haver lishma. Okay, he goes on. Here, take a look at the next paragraph. We'll see it. V'chol chet hador, now he says like this, v'chol chet hador, any issue that the generation is dealing with, it's a big principle, any issue the generation is dealing with, any chet of the dor, tzarech liyas gam b'roish hador shemetz mimenu, then even the roish hador has to have some issue with that, at least on a very subtle level. Ki kol yisrael koy mishleima, all of kol yisrael is one infrastructure, is one body, the roish hador koy l'kol hador, and the head of the generation is coil of the whole generation, parnas lefi hador, the leader is based on the generation. And so if whatever issue is going on in the generation, the tzaddik is going to have to struggle with that. But here's the nekuda, the tzaddik is going to be able to be the one, not just to struggle with it, the tzaddik will be megala, the lishma in it. So he gives an example. Ukeshiris Moshe Rabbeinu saluchas. Moshe Rabbeinu breaks the luchas, the chet Yisrael be'egel, because the Klal Yisrael was sent in the egel. She says, agamkin chet me'en dogma. What was the chet egel? Avodah Zarah, kfira, heresy, the opposite of amuna, breaking the luchas. That's, you know, those people that built the egel were probably on board with breaking the luchas too, right? But why did Moshe do it? Obviously the Shema, because that had to be done. Whatever the cheshbonis Moshe had, avuhu kivin l'shem shemayim. The kasha le'achakach yashikach sheshibart, and he got a yashikach for it, right? Oz pol slicha v'kapor gam liyisrael. Then that action of Moshe brings a kapor to Klal Yisrael. Kinsbarer de gam chetem hayikan aver lishma, because Moshe Rabbeinu is the truth behind the scenes of the generation. What's going on in the generation is averus, and the ultimate, and the contribute. In order to turn that into a contribution, is that it has to be revealed that deep down liban l'shamayim. So the way you reveal that is by having the Tzaddik Hador experience that on his level, but in a healthy, a holy, halachically comfortable way, which is technically called Avir Lishma, which is what Moshe Rabbeinu went through. And that was Megala, that's what's really happening by everyone. And Memela, now you could have a developed mitzidenu of Yidden being mechaz, you know, reaffirming their commitment to Torah and mitzvahs, but with this like strange puzzle piece of even that which is not Torah and mitzvah somehow still having an inner light and a beauty and a toiv to it. And now they can receive the light of Mitzidoi through that. Okay? Something like that. V'chein b'dor Eliyo, same thing with Eliyo Novi. Hutzrachu l'hakrev b'chutz. Eliyo had to bring a korban outside Beis HaMikdash, right? Shezenik r'kagoyim, right? I don't know, it's a mistake. U'kaiv de'avoy de'zara. Bring a korban outside Beis HaMikdash. That's like goyim. That's like avdei avoy de'zara. And so why would he was doing that in order what? To bring a tikkun to the generation that were shakua, that were stuck in avodah zarah. Avahu asa mefurish b'dvar Hashem, l'shem shemayim. But he didn't do a stam. He did because Hashem told him to, right? V'ideza matza gam makim litan gam bad Yisrael. And from that place, he was able to come up with a hamlotza. He was able to come up with saying something, with a defense of Klal Yisrael, by saying, atta hasibois asli macharan, said Hashem, you forced them to do these wrong things. Right, gam chetem hu al derech va'ata ritzisa shiasukein, va'al kein hoye shiasuk ritzonecha, upol or tshuva bekeri Yisrael. And this brought tshuva to Klal Yisrael. So again, this is the ultimate goal. The breaking of the luchas of Moshe Rabbeinu or Eliyahu Navi being makir of a carbon in Har Carmel. That's megala that there was like this mysterious aver lishma going on even by Klal Yisrael. But ultimately, you don't stay with that. The goal is that then returns Klal Yisrael to the straight and narrow. They do tshuva, they keep Torah mitzvahs, you get the second luchas, you know, and all that. But when all the dust settles, so what happens when all the dust settles? When all the dust settles is that you have a Klal Yisrael which is rock solid now in Avodas Hashem. Hashem ulakim, Hashem ulakim. But there's this mysterious this mysterious truth that somehow is hovering, which is that even that which is not seen from our perspective as holy, somehow could have holiness in it. And then now you have a mitzidenu that's able to merge with a mitzidoi. That's what's going on over here. So he says, that's why even after Moshe breaks the luchas, or Eliyahu Navi brings the korban, that's not finished. It's not a kapara, right? They still have to deal with the aftermath of the egon. We're still dealing with that. So it doesn't mean that everything is fixed, but it means that some tzach hakol, when we get back on the straight and narrow of Torah mitzvahs, Hashem alukim, Hashem alukim, and we deal with the fallout of the chet egel, what will remain with us from the chet egel is this wrinkle. And this deep truth that contained in Ra is a nitzitz of good. And it has the ability of being able to be part of Hashem's giloy. So he says, that's why Yal needed a bracha from Devaira. The Mashanemer to Devairach Menoshim. When the Pasuk says that Devaira gives her a bracha that she should be benched like Sarif Baruch and Leah, that wasn't just Tamas Char. She needed that. Ulahogin elami yisurim is an our protector from the yisurim that might come from that avera. I was a very lishma. Yeah, it's a very lishma, but it's still an avera. So because of that. So Reb Tzadik over here. So it's a hira. Chazal called a hira shah. Reb Tzadik in this piece is sort of melding the two together. But Reb Tzadik over again, I didn't bring this so much. But Reb Tzadik then goes on to talk about that Eliyahu Navi had to go into hiding. It was like. Part of the inyanim that he had to go through personally was because of this experience. Like there was an aspect of yisurin that he had to go through from the fact that he had to bring a carbon bar caramel. But again, this is the strange dynamic. Take a look. Let's just finish quickly. Vein lecha aver lishma gedoy lemi Esther. V'nichta bruch ha-kaydesh mash amra al-atzma v'kasher avadti avadati. That's what she said. T'mistama yesh b'za aveda b'emes mitzad avera kizu. But umas r'nafsha. She was maysu nefesh. Loisa kanas ha-guf. Ragamsi kanas yivadim nefesh. Mamish, she was maysu nefesh. Ta'tol zuma v'tachlis ha-timu b'ni umas. Rakshoy b'al-karcha. U'bizet tikna atzma v'kol Yisrael. Now let's here, three lines, and let's just see this together. U'bizet tikna atzma v'kol Yisrael v'mesh u'asa oida avir chamur kezu d'lekanas b'rtsayna. Rakshmi komakim lohoi b'rtsayna hamiti klal v'avir l'shma. And he says like this, four lines from the bottom, kasher kibalti, this is what he's makal from the Ishbitzer, ki al derech zeh hu tachlis ha-tikun l'kol chayt. The ultimate tikun of all chatoyim come from the clarification of avir l'shma. Means the mitzias of avir l'shma is the last little makav patish to bring a tikkun to all chatoyim, besides even tshuva, because tshuva reveals how at the end of the day it turned out good, but how do you reveal or what's the ingredient to give space for that deeper truth that even b'shas maise was good? That's avir l'shma. That's a ver lishma. The kach midos haShakolish Baruch Hu. This is the mid of Hashem. Mamtik hamar b'mar, that Hashem sweetens bitterness with bitterness. That's what Hashem does, huh? Yeah. V'zobakoshes David Hamelach. That's David Hamelach davening for kapsuni ma'avoni u'mechatosi tareni. Pashup shot is David Hamelach is asking, clean me, like launder me from my sins, right? Like kapsuni, that I should be cleaned ma'avoni from my sins. And from my aviras tahareni, I should be purified. So it's like, that's not the pshat is kapsune me'avayni, that my aviras should clean me, and my chatoyim should bring me tahara. Shemeachet v'avin atzmo yakibus v'tahara. Shekach midos haShakolish Baruch Hu b'meshu make boy merape. What the make itself becomes the refuah. V'ein akibus v'tahara b'dover acher, rak b'chet atzmo. But again, this is the strange dynamic that you can't jump to this and you can't do this consciously. Here's again, the Seder Havoida is Torah Mitzvahs, Hashem Elokim, not listen to the Yetzirah, just Toiv and not Ra. And if Chas V'Shalom there's an Avir that's done, then you immediately run to do Tshuva and you. And you get back on the path. But in order for Hashem to make sure that infrastructure of Kedusha and of holiness, of Mitzi Deinu that you are building, to make sure that it can function as well as a vessel for Hashem's perspective, He will throw into your life some sort of mistake that you made, but you did L'shem Shemai. And that will allow the whole system to be functioning as a conduit for Hashem's light, which is all-encompassing. This is nothing that we... So again, and even ad kidei kach, and if, let's say, a Jew, chas v'shalom, falls into an aveira, so then you do tshuva, and then you get back, but the ultimate, that's what you're saying, but that's the beginning. But the ultimate last little nekuda that needs to be worked out is really God has to take care of, and that's called Avir Lishma. And He gave this chiddush, which is that sometimes it doesn't have to happen to you, but it happens to the tzaddiki hador on their madrega. We can't be masig them, but on their madrega, there's some sort of like inyan, but everything they do is Hashem Shemayim. But even if sometimes a mistake is made, that happens in order to allow that truth to resonate among in all the actions of the Jewish people, even when they were not consciously doing the right thing either, because the tzaddikim are the consciousness of the people. They're the roish of the people. So when they do something consciously, that's true for everyone subconsciously. So if there's a mitzias like by Parham Davar Shel Tzibor or Moshe Eliyahu, if there's a mitzias of, again, say these words, it's hard to say these words, Avir L'shma, that type of mitzias, then that is an indicator, and that creates a vibration that then resonates in the heart of every single Jew. And that's the Makkah B'Patish. That's the final piece of the puzzle. That's the final piece of the puzzle. So in order for Gula to take place, again, we have to build a healthy... We don't have to worry about Mitzi Dai. Hashem is... We have to build our infrastructure. And the way that happens is Torah Mitzvahs, Avodas Hashem, a healthy way, do tshuva for the averus that we're conscious of. And the last little piece of the puzzle that still needs to be placed in order for everything to now, you know, be a vessel for Mitzi Dai is this in Aver Lishma, which the Rabbanu Shalom does in his way, and that's, like I said from the very beginning of last week, it's not halach l'maisa. This is a soid that Hashem does in order to fix the last little bit, like Ratzadik said at the end. Only the Rabbanu Shalom is mamtik mar b'mar. The ultimate fixing, and the ultimate last little piece of the puzzle, like we're talking about Aver Lishma, that's Hashem's business. And he's the one that does that. And like I said, like Ratzadik says, that sometimes the way he does that is by each individual Jew b'frat, but sometimes it's through the Sanhedrin, them falling into a mistake of a Aver Lishma type of thing, and from there that sort of filters down into all Yidden. The Iker is that we should be Zaycha Taka to, you know. Let's go back 1 second before I end off. This is why this is part of the story of Sisera and Yah. This is part of the story. The whole Indian. Again, going back to Tersh B'Sav, Tersh Bal Peh, the whole integration of Tersh Bal Peh means Mitzi Deinu, Tersh B'Sav means Mitzi Dai. The full Yichud of the two, the last piece of the puzzle that's necessary to allow the integration to take place is Aver Lishma. Is Aver Lishma. Yeah. Yes. Exactly. That's the last piece of the puzzle. It's the last piece of the puzzle. That's the last piece of the puzzle, and that brings you to Bereishis Bara Elokim, which is Hashem's story. That's it. So the whole Chumash, you know, it starts off like, okay, Hashem created the world. It's like, it's not our sugya, right? And then we have our sugya. Even Rashi, the first Rashi in Chumash is, this is not our sugya, right? That's Rashi's kasha. Amr Rabbi Yisrael, this is not our sugya. So Rashi has to make it our sugya, right? But that's only when you're learning the Torah from the beginning. But then when you eventually get to the end of our sugya, which is the Enei Kol Yisrael, you realize 1 second. Now that we've finished completely our sugya, and the last puzzle piece, which is Yashukach Shashibarta, now we can taka embrace Hashem's sugya, which is Bereishis Bara Elokim, without that Rashi. Just stop, because it's Hashem's sugya now. Yeah. Exactly. And that's the site. That's the Vilna Gaon, learning all of Tarsh Bal Peh from Tarsh B'Chsav. Learning all of Tarsh Bal from Tarsh B'Chsav, where our sugya, fully developed, ultimately just veers back into Bereishis Bara Elokim, into Hashem's sugya. And our, again, like I said, Yishek Dal Minim, which is our sugya, but from there you feel Kol Atzei Yor Yimchal Chav, which is Hashem's sugya. And that, and again, that last little knetch in order to make that transition is something that, again, this sugya of Aver Lishma, which is something that Hashem does, and that's Yashikach Shashibarta. We should be zaycha taka that the whole thing should be complete, and we should just be zaycha to for bringing together Yerushalayim and Yerushalayim.